You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report time. What in the world is going on? Well, it's cooler weather. That's great. 70s today with some scattered rain and some showers. We like that. The quarry fire in Jeffco over around Deer Creek Canyon is now 100% contained. And people who'd been evacuated were allowed to go back home. That fire burned about 580 acres, but fortunately no homes or other structures were lost. So huge kudos to the fire professionals who spent more than a week battling that blaze.
They kicked butt on that one. It was really impressive. That one's down by me to sit and watch all the airplanes go back and forth and the helicopters dumping stuff. It was really fun to watch.
Well, now the hunt is on to find out how it started. They're using arson dogs. I think that's really fascinating to sniff
out. Sounds like a rap album, doesn't it?
The arson dogs. That's really cool. City of Denver's thinking about adding hundreds of miles of new bike lanes to the city streets. And they're asking the public to chime in on where some of these new bike lanes should go. So far, people have not been shy. They have recommended something like 230 miles of new routes. The city says that the goal is to have every single household in the city of Denver, so not the metro area, but every single household in Denver to be within a quarter mile of a bikeway.
Well, that's good. That's nice.
Sounds ambitious to me. Don't get too excited yet, though. It's going to take a while to get any plan approved, and that's just the plan. The actual work could be spread out over 20 years.
Well, they got to start somewhere. It's going to take time. I just took my bike out a couple days ago for about 6-7 miles. I love riding bikes.
You
I'm
should
like a
download,
child.
Put onto your one of your playlists the song by Queen called
Bicycle
Race.
Yeah, nah, pass.
Bicycle races are coming your way. Taylor Swift is back in the news. She's had to cancel 3 shows in Vienna, in Austria, because they were a target of a terrorist attack. 2 men who were planning the attack have been arrested. According to an Austrian newspaper, they were, quote, radicalized on the internet. One of the suspects, only 19 years old, parents raided his parents' house. Police raided his parents' house where he was living and found chemicals and other things that could have been used to build a bomb. Taylor was supposed to perform tonight, again tomorrow night and Saturday, obviously sold out. It's part of the European leg of her tour. And it's interesting, somebody went back about 5 years and they found an old interview with Taylor Swift. And she said at that time that a terrorist attack at one of her concerts was her, quote, biggest fear. Kudos to authorities there because they caught the guys who were planning it. Interesting that they still went ahead and canceled all the shows. Maybe they're worried that they, you know, it's almost like roaches. Maybe they feel like they didn't get all of them.
Copycatters and, that's probably smart.
There's a new report out. They put this report out every, I don't know, I want to say every 3 to 5 years, where they look at all these different careers that you could choose from, and they want to find the ones that are the deadliest. In other words, more people die doing that job than any other. And it seems like every single year that they do this, lumberjacks are at the top. And they are again this year. Logging workers, we call them lumberjacks, 101 deaths per 100,000 workers. Is that like falling trees or incidents with axes
Anything
or chainsaws or something?
There's something fun to do. Go onto YouTube and watch some videos on the logging industry, which I have many times, and like how they process all the wood and everything. The machines in these wood factories are terrifying. Saws and sanders, and you're just wondering how many guys or ladies fall into these machines. And just get terrifying.
I had one of them out in front of my house a few months ago when I had some tree stuff trimmed, and they were, you know, feeding these gigantic branches into that wood chipper thing. But I don't. Are lumberjacks falling into wood chippers? I don't know.
I don't know.
Roofers, number two. We talk to roofers all the time. They call our show. We say, "What do you do?" They're like, "I'm a roofer." Well, be careful. That's number two. The rest of the list includes construction workers and drivers / sales workers and truck drivers were number six. It's dangerous out there. You know, I've always laughed when I've gone. I, Gretchen goes to Costco way more often than I do. I will go occasionally. But she makes the runs to Costco. And when I go, I always kind of chuckle at the, quote, security at the door. Because you just walk up and you just kind of...
You flash your card. Yeah.
Flash a card. And they're supposed to be able to tell from that that it's a legit card or it hasn't been expired for 8 years or something like that. Well, those days are over. Costco is about to move to a new system where you do have to scan your membership card when you walk in the door rather than just doing the casual flash to the worker. Hey, it makes sense to me.
It's here. I was talking to somebody going to the Lone Tree store. They said it was there. And then I wandered into the one on Quincy and Wads the other day, and they've got the little kiosk set up. So you walk in, and they still do have somebody manning it. And I don't know if there's a little screen on the back of it or something, because your picture should come up. But yeah, you actually take your card, and it's a barcode on the back, and you boop, you bump it. And he looks down and gives you the thumbs up. You can go in. So I can see where it's totally going to be cracking down on people sneaking in.
Sure. And there's already the thing that people complain about not being able to go get the hot dogs and pizza slices and stuff.
See, and I used to think you could be able to do that. I think you can wander in without a membership and go to the, what do you call that, a cafeteria, I guess? Because I know you can go and get prescriptions there without having a membership, but I think you have to have it for the eyeglasses. But you got to go get it. You can wander in and get your Vicodin if you're not a member at Costco. Vicodin and hot dogs, I think.
And then the last thing I've got before I turn it over to Jared is just a story that has just really made me laugh. Because I think the vast majority of us, at least a few times in our lives, have been to an all-you-can-eat buffet. And I've told the story about going with some buddies out to Vegas a few years ago. And we did the Bellagio buffet, which is just mind-blowing. Anyway, you go to some of these restaurants where it's an all-you-can-eat thing. So there was a woman from the Chicago area who just got arrested because she kicked up a fit. She was going to the all-you-can-eat buffet thing and then coming back and sharing all of her food with all the people at her table. And the management came over and said, hey, knock that off. And she's like, hey, it doesn't say that it's just for one person. It doesn't say anywhere, you know, that it's per person. So it's all you can eat. That means everybody at my table. Things escalated. The police got called. She got a little chippy with everybody, so she got arrested for disorderly conduct. And when all was said and done, the cops showed the other friends of hers at the table that the menu right there does indeed say it is a per-person deal.
Whoopsie-daisy.
If there's ever been a first-world issue or problem, it's Americans fighting over being able to eat everything they can get their hands on.
Fighting over popcorn shrimp.
Now I feel bad that I've been to some of these and I'll let somebody at the table have an olive.
Right.
Go to jail.
What else is trending?
Our sponsor, Trending, is brought to you by Efficient Comfort. They can upgrade your heating and cooling systems, reduce your monthly utility bills, and get you several tax credits and rebates on your new equipment. You can learn more and book online at efficientcomfortco.com. I want to welcome everybody to National Pickleball Day. I know it's so freaking huge. Everybody's playing it. There's a little tennis court by my house, and I'll go out for my morning jog at 6, 7 a.m. on a Saturday and Sunday. And they've already got pickleball tournaments going, and they're giving it hell, Dom. Seems like everybody's playing pickleball except me right
now. I still haven't tried it.
I know. I'm dying to. I got to get out there. I got to find a partner and go try me some pickleball. Fastest growing sport in the nation. Dom, here's some news that you're probably not going to want to hear. Spotify has officially declared 2024 the year of the cowgirl. Ooh-wee. They are citing the explosion of country music. It's hitting more mainstream now, as you can tell by listening to Mix 100 Denver. They say it's had a 110% increase over the past 5 years on the Spotify. And they say, well, it's because more celebrities and influencers are wearing them Western boots and wide-brimmed hats to emulate those cowgirls out there. Beyonce has helped. Post Malone has also helped. And then they talked about how many like playlists are now all cowgirl related. Coastal cowgirl, neon cowgirl, Colorado cowgirl. I guess country's here to stay for a little while. Sorry, DT. Sorry about that.
I got no comment.
Yeehaw is my comment. Bring it on. Where are my cowboy boots at? Hey, Blake Lively's in trending this morning because she paid over $10,000 for the Versace dress that she wore to a movie premiere on Tuesday. And this dress was actually worn by Britney Spears, at the 2002 Versace fashion show. And I guess Britney Spears was flattered and said Blake looked adorable in the dress, which I saw it, and she did look adorable.
Blake Lively would look good in a burlap bag. Where's the dress been for 22 years?
That's what I was wondering. It looked really good, and I didn't know you could flip-flop dresses out like that. You wear it once, a decade ago or whatever, and put it on a shelf, and somebody can go buy it and wear it to another event. I mean, it still looks very fashionable, in my opinion.
Look at Blake Lively wearing hand-me-downs.
I know, right? Well, thrifting is very popular right now.
Right.
She also wore a $3.8 million necklace once owned by Elizabeth Taylor. So she was all decked out, looking good. This story made me laugh this morning about J-Lo. I guess they are officially breaking up. It sounds like Ben Affleck and J-Lo, but anyway, she was recently spotted in a little dress riding a bike up to an ice cream shop in the Hamptons. Turns out, though, it was all set up. Somebody was, like, calling her out and maybe following her. I don't know how they figured this all out. But anyway, they set up the shot for the paparazzi. She went to the ice cream shop. They said that she didn't even buy anything. She was just there for the exterior shot. I think some people are saying that's kind of her vibe. She just goes out and does things to be seen. Yeah, why not? If you're feeling down in the dumps.
Here I am going to the ice cream shop.
Yeah, why not? This is right up my alley. McDonald's just unveiled the collector's meal, which includes one of six collector's cups. They're going to be available for a limited time starting next Tuesday. The cups either feature Barbie and Hot Wheels, Beanie Babies, Coca-Cola, Hello Kitty, Shrek, and there's a McDonald's one with all the goofy McDonald's characters on there. And I'll tell you, as being a goofy toy collector, some of these McDonald's things that get released are quite valuable within 20, 25, 30 years. So I'm serious. Like some of these Happy Meal toys. No, they're glass. I think they're glass. Some of the like glass cups that came out in the 80s and stuff, they go for some bank. Happy Meal toys, vintage Happy Meal toys, bank, man. Bank,
help yourself.
Bank,
you won't have to fight me in the line.
Well,
so go
I was
ahead.
Looking. Like, I don't know which one I'd want. Maybe just the one with all the McDonald's characters on it. I don't know. On the heels of Dom's Costco story, a TikToker is going viral this morning because she's been returning her couches to Costco. I guess she had a couple of them, and they were 3 years old. And Costco has a reputation for having a very generous return policy. So when she saw that her couches were starting to rip, she loaded them up and brought them in, and the store refunded them. And, of course, now everyone online ripping her a new one.
They should.
She's like, well, the quality sucks. If they start ripping after 3 years, of course I'm going to take them back.
Well, yeah, but she's probably roughhousing on them.
But then there's people saying you're just taking advantage of the return policy like my mom did with the ham that we ate.
Yeah,
and
I
she
got
returned
no
the bone.
For this lady and her couch. I will tell you that in my hearth room, I do have a couch from Costco.
Do you?
Yeah, it's comfortable as hell. I like it more than the one that we have in the family room.
Look at you bragging about your hearth room.
It's a hearth room.
What is in a hearth room? It's just like a little room? The fireplace?
It's got a fireplace. It's got a big leather recliner chair. It's got this little couch thing from Costco. And it's got a couple of plants. It's so comfortable.
What do you do in there? You just sit there?
Sit and enjoy life. There's no TV or anything like that. You can read in there. And that's the one that has the giant wall with Butch and Sundance on it.
You're so bougie. You bougie boy.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Funny post today. Airbnb's latest odd offering is a supersized version of Polly Pocket. It's a compact that would open up and it was like a full house in there. It debuted in 89. They made a supersized version of it. So if you were into Polly Pocket like in the 90s, you can kind of relive your childhood. Did you see the pictures of this?
No.
It's really well done.
Are you collecting Polly Pockets too?
That's
a
no.
Yes.
No, that's not yes. My jam. My sister might have them. You know what's funny is my daughter has a bunch of Polly Pockets, so it's still a thriving toy, I guess.
So
but
it's in the family.
Yeah, they got the collector gene, I guess. But see these ridiculous photos on our Facebook? Dom and Jeremy.